Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, hey, good afternoon. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We thank you for making us a part of your day today and every day. We have a lot to get to. Now, I told you I was going to start with a story of something that really upset me. I think we're going to move that to 3 o'clock because there is something currently going on. Now, you know me. I don't like to get too political when I host. I like to do other local and national stories. I leave the politics for David and for Tom. You know, they know what they're talking about. I like to think I know what I'm talking about. But I have my opinions nonetheless. So I have to comment on what's going on right now in the House of Representatives. And I'm going to start by going back to how I felt when this whole thing started. So if you're just joining us, maybe you've had a busy morning and afternoon and have been away from the radio. The first ballot vote for Jim Jordan and Hakeem Jeffries, no one got the 217. So most likely going to a second ballot. Now, I wouldn't know what the hell you were talking about if this didn't just happen at the beginning of the year with the McCarthy vote. So here's where we are. We have, and Mark Epstein just said it with David Bellavia, we have a non-functional Republican Party. And we have what seems to be, in my opinion, a self-destructing Republican Party in Washington. And this all goes back to, what was it now, 2 weeks ago when Matt Gaetz decided. Now, the mistake was made in January to give one member of Congress the power to initiate a vote to vacate for the Speaker of the House. Matt Gaetz didn't want Kevin McCarthy in January. But you know what? People were getting mad at him, so he decided for this. And then he decided in October, right, or late September, no, October, a few weeks ago, to use his power and initiate a vote to vacate. Matt Gaetz loves the camera. Matt Gaetz has never found a camera he didn't love. He loves the time on Meet the Press, on CNN. He might say things about CNN. Matt Gaetz loves being on CNN. He loves being on Fox News. He loves being on ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them. And let's be honest. He doesn't like Kevin McCarthy. So for personal reasons, he initiated the vote to vacate. Kevin McCarthy was no different in October than he was in January. So Matt Gaetz got his 15 minutes of fame, right? He got the spotlight he had been craving. And now we are in this mess where we still don't have Congress doing the work of the people. Now you can say, Joe, Congress does a lot of work for themselves. Maybe it's good to have a few weeks off. Okay. I'm not going to push back too hard on that. But you have Congress literally doing nothing because Matt Gaetz didn't like Kevin McCarthy. Now, I am not the biggest Kevin McCarthy fan. All right, I'm not wearing a Kevin McCarthy shirt. But this seems very counterproductive. And right now, the biggest Matt Gaetz fan is Joe Biden. And it amazes me the people who don't see that. It is absolutely amazing that people don't realize every day this speaker vote, the House goes in the speaker dilemma, that is another vote being lost. A person who might have been on the fence, but if you're looking at a dysfunctional Republican Party in Washington, D.C., Say you're an independent. Say you're a moderate Democrat. Maybe you're a 2016 Trump voter, right? You jumped over to vote Republican in 2016. And, you know, you're seeing what's going on. And you're like, oh, I might vote Republican this time. And then you just see this chaos, this mess going on in Congress with the Republican Party. I don't understand the mindset of people who want to waste weeks deciding who the Speaker of the House is. Who the hell cares who the Speaker of the House is? Go outside, ask 10 random people who the last Speaker of the House was. You might get 10 different votes. It's not important. Put someone in that chair and get back to work. It's embarrassing. And I don't care who gets the nomination in the Republican Party. This is hurting all of them. And I just don't understand how people don't see that. I mean, we have a crisis over in Israel, right? We have a war breaking out. And back here at home, we can't even get a Speaker of the House elected. You know what I say? How about we have a vote to vacate each and every congressional seat and just have a re-election in every district? Because this, could you imagine? Could you just imagine this going on at your place of work, your place of business? I mean, it's crazy what's going on, and nothing is being gained. All right, I'm sorry. I'm open to your opinions at 803-0930. I am, but I don't think you'll be able to convince me that anything is better off in Congress because a different person is the Speaker. That is just, again, that is just hearing the talking points on a bias, or reading the talking points on a bias website. And again, this is coming from someone who is conservative leaning, right? I mean, I would say I vote Republican, I lean to the right. I'd say I'm moderate to the right. I don't understand. I mean, and even Donald Trump was putting his weight behind Kevin McCarthy. I don't understand this push to get a different Speaker of the House. I mean, Kevin McCarthy got the 45-day funding so a deal can be worked out. But if you think this is helping Republicans, I would urge anyone who thinks this is helping Republicans to listen or to watch a news broadcast that doesn't lean to your opinion. Because remember, if Republicans want to win in 2024, and I'd say with Joe Biden as the president, that's a very good chance. If Republicans want to win in 2024, well, guess what? They've got to bring some of those independents and some of those people that are probably watching CNN. So maybe turn on CNN, see what they're saying. This isn't helping anyone. A dysfunctional Republican Party is bad for Congress. It's bad for the Republican Party. And again, if the goal is, and I thought the goal from day one was to make sure Joe Biden was a one-term president. I mean, I thought Joe Biden said he was going to be a one-term president, but that's a different story for a different day. This is not helping. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. I'd like to know what you think. But this is embarrassing. I mean, we're going on, what, 2 weeks? Because of Matt Gaetz? Really? Because of Matt Gaetz? We're going on 2 weeks? And I don't care who the next speaker is. I don't care if the next speaker is Matt Gaetz. But there better be get rid of the rule where one person can vote to vacate, because this is so counterproductive. And the same people who are saying, no, this is what we need. This is finding someone true conservative for the Speaker of the House. Okay, what would your reaction be if Democrats went 2 weeks stalling everything that's supposed to be on the House floor? Would you be giving them the same pass? Lou in Hamburg has a question for me. Lou, I think you're here, I'll have you ask the question. Lou, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks a lot. What I wanted to know was, 8 Democrats voted against McCarthy. 8 Republicans vote against McCarthy to get rid of him. 9 Democrats could have stopped it. But yep. They're just in such lockstep, they won't even support any Republican. So why are you blaming the Republicans for all this?
Well, because Republicans initiated it. I wouldn't expect the Democrats to vote for Kevin McCarthy. I don't see what we're gaining by a new House Speaker. I'd like to know those 8 Republicans, do they think they're helping? Obviously, Democrats, they're loving this right now, Lou. They, of course, they're going to vote against any Republican. They're loving this. It's helping them for 2024.
Yeah, but it's, they're talking about they want to do the best for the government, for the country, what's good for us, but yet they will not bend at all.
Not
one of them, not one Democrat will come over and say, you know what, yeah, for the good of the country, I'll vote for whoever. It doesn't matter if it's McCarthy or whoever, but not one of them will do it.
That's not a bad point. I'd say I'm mad with everyone in Congress. But that's not a bad point, because they'll say one thing and they'll vote to hold up Congress as well. But again, it was Matt Gaetz that gave him that opportunity too. So I think my being upset is with every branch of government in D.C. Does that work?
Absolutely. I'm with you there. None of it works. Not any of it works. And it doesn't work for us.
Of course not, Lou.
Your call to get rid of everybody, I would do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, hey.
Can't be worse.
100%, Lou. Appreciate the call. Yeah, why not? You want to vacate? Fine. We'll vacate every congressional seat, and we'll just have a new election. I mean, this, again, goes back to, it doesn't, but it does. But what Lou said, working for us, I've been so big on term limits. And, when anything in Congress or Senate is over a microscope, it brings me back to the term limit discussion. But I'm just not sure how this is helping anyone. And again, I stand by, someone said I was wrong, and that's fine. I like hearing the other opinions. But if you don't think that the Biden administration is loving this right now, that every Democrat up for re-election in a purple district is loving this right now, come on. You're not paying attention. This is the best thing that could happen. Is Republicans causing chaos within their own party. So I'm hoping the second ballot, just vote Jim Jordan in. Again, I think way too much is being made of who the Speaker of the House is. You have the majority in Congress. And as we learned in 2016, or I'm sorry, in 2018, you're not guaranteed that majority for more than 2 years. And this is how we're going to waste our, this is how Republicans are going to waste their time with the majority, fighting about who the Speaker should be. We have better things to do in Congress, or at least I think so. Tom in DePew. Tom, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Joe. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Doing well, Tom. What do you think of this mess in D.C.?
Well, a couple of points. One, with the vote to vacate rule, that was a recent change, and it actually originated way back when we had the Founding Fathers under Jefferson. They had a one vacate vote, as far as I know. I may be not correct on that, but I'm pretty sure I am. As far as what's going on in the House, there is a history of debate to get things done. And what we see in Congress and have seen in Congress for the past, I'd say 40 years, is a division between parties and not a concentration on what the American people need. People have been in Congress too long. They get in a position of too much power that they wield, and they can basically put pressure on newly elected House of Reps and Senators to go the party way, not what's best for their constituents. So a little division is probably healthy. The Founding Fathers went through a lot of division, a lot of different opinions, but in the end, they came up with the Constitution. And that's what I'd like to just remind people of.
Tom, appreciate that. And yes, the single vote to vacate was the rule back in the day. And then a few votes were added and McCarthy brought it back because that got the people against him to vote present. But appreciate, Tom, the call and appreciate the point. 803-0930, star 930. Someone said, Joe, do you ever ask yourself, is it all just a show? What if most of them really are just a uniparty? I mean, I'll tell you this right now. Kevin McCarthy would still be the Speaker of the House if they did private ballots. And again, this isn't the pro-Kevin McCarthy show, but you don't think the people who, in the Republican Party, to lose point, all Democrats voted to vacate McCarthy. But you don't think the eight Republicans wanted to be part of the eight because their names will be brought up. They'll be called in to do interviews. It's all about the spotlight. It's all about the camera time. If we did a private ballot, I guarantee you Kevin McCarthy would still be the Speaker of the House. But when you can get your name out there, when you can, when a vote to vacate as a Republican is automatic airtime on Fox News, Newsmax, CNN, Meet the Press, Face the Nation, This Week, you get on all the shows. Matt Gaetz made the rounds on all the shows. So did some of the other eight. So yeah, I mean, a lot of it is, I want the attention. Maybe I'm in a purple district. I want people talking about me before they go to the... That's all it is. And with a two-year term, all Congress is just working to get reelected. Yeah, that's you get elected, your reelection campaign starts up immediately. 803-0930, star 930. What do you think of the chaos in the House? And do you really care who the Speaker is? Like, if it's your party, if you're a Democrat or Republican, right? If your party has the majority, do you really care who the Speaker is? I really never cared. 803-0930, star 930, back after this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Makeupless, Kiss, Lick It Up. Great album, but I think people wanted the makeup back, right? You watch this video for Lick It Up, people are like, maybe it's time to go back with the makeup. It is Kiss. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is a Tuesday, and guys, I know I usually leave the politics for Tom and for David and for people who know what they're talking about, Armstrong and Getty. They do a great job with politics, me not so much, but it's something that's going on, and it's really something I've had an opinion on since it started, and I really think, spending an hour to talk about it, I'm not saying it's necessary, but it is something that's going on as we're speaking, right? Not the best for a podcast hour, because hopefully by the time Tanner posts this, they've decided on who to be speaker. But if you're just joining us, Jim Jordan was on the ballot for the Republicans, Hakeem Jeffries for Democrats, and no one got the 217. So we are doing this again, just like in January. no idea where the Speaker of the House decision will go. And I think the worst part of it all is that we are sitting here and our Congress isn't working for us. Now, again, I'd make the argument there are times where Congress is never working for us. But to hold up Congress just because you care about or you want a different speaker, I just don't think who the speaker is that important if you're the one with the majority, right? Republicans have the slim majority. They've got an election coming up in 2024 that I think with Joe Biden as president is a very winnable election. But they're pulling this, and I think it's a complete dysfunctional Republican Party. I'm stealing that word from Mark Epstein, who said that with David last hour. 803-0930, star 930. What are your thoughts on it? We'll go to Tony in Clarence Center. Tony, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, Joe, do you realize that if you really want to, you could become Speaker of the House? Because in the Constitution, it says that anyone can be elected by the 217 votes and become Speaker. It does not have to be a sitting congressman or congresswoman. So you could become Speaker, I could become Speaker, or anyone else who wants to be Speaker. They could vote on anyone they want.
The problem
the point
is that
I'm making is that is in the Constitution.
Yes.
And that is a possibility. Now, they have a man named Heinrich, I think his name is, from Tennessee, I believe. He's been doing some of the speakership work. I heard the latest on one of the radio, the TV stations, that they're thinking of extending his time as being a temporary speaker.
Patrick,
until they can straighten this mess out.
McHenry from North Carolina, yes.
Yeah. Now, I think he'd be an excellent choice because he hasn't, he seems mild-mannered, he doesn't talk crazy, and et cetera. So, therefore, I think they should do that till they can decide upon this. By the way, Jeffries is only 5 votes away from being the speaker.
I know. Tony.
5 votes. So why don't the Republicans decide to make him the speaker?
Well, I don't think that.
What's wrong with that? That's not a bad idea because you have to realize something, Joe. There are 8 House of Representatives members that are part of some kind of coalition that will never vote for a speaker. They'll never vote for any of these people. They didn't vote for the last one. And they're not going to vote for Jordan. Trust me. What credentials does Jordan have? Give me a brief background on Jordan. I don't know Jordan.
Jim Jordan is a congressman from Ohio.
Right. And what was he before a congressman?
Tony, I am not sure.
Joe, you know he was the wrestling coach at Ohio State?
Okay.
He was accused of doing sexual things? Do you realize that?
I had not heard that.
Yeah, well, go back and look it up because that's what he was accused of. Why is he such a firebrand to make accusations against President Biden that aren't true? Why would
what did he say against President Biden that wasn't true? What did he say against what allegations?
He said that Biden got money from his son.
Well, I mean, there is an investigation into that, Tony.
What's that?
There is an investigation into that, Tony.
Well, he's in charge of it.
Yeah.
He's in charge of it. He's the head of that. He's the chair of that committee.
Well,
I know you don't have the time with the baby and everything.
Yes, yes.
And your good work at WBEN, which okay. I laud. I laud your work at WBEN, and I give you an excellent rating. And you know I've been there for you from the beginning.
All right, Tony.
But I'll tell you something.
Yes.
When I watched the last hearing that he conducted as a chairman of a committee and had this hearing, he walked out of the room about 8 times because the people blasted him for his inability to run a meeting. This guy couldn't run a meeting in the House of Representatives that he was in charge of.
Tony, my only question is, the investigation into the money in the Biden family is James Comer. It's not Jim Jordan. Tony Clarence Center. 803-0930, star 930. I'm just saying, James Comer was the is the head of the committee, of the oversight committee, doing the hearings on the Biden money. And yeah, I hate to say this, a lot of people have accused Joe Biden of money issues with his son Hunter Biden, and it's being looked into. I mean, there are investigations. Again, wherever you stand on the political spectrum, those investigations are being halted by people like Matt Gaetz because we can't get a Speaker of the House to resume order in Congress. I mean, again, nothing's different for me. But if you are a member of the Republican Party, and here you have this majority, slim, but a majority, and you are wasting time on a speaker who could literally be voted out next November, you would think, and you know, you guys know me, I don't like doing politics all day, every day, that's just not my brand, but you think you would have learned a lesson from 2016. Don't waste time when you have a majority in a House, right? And don't bring bad press when you have a majority in one and trying to get the majority in the other two. Just saying. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Bill in Williamsville. It's been a while. Bill, thanks for calling in.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Beamer?
Doing well, Bill.
Good, good, good. Hey, you know, here's how I feel with politics these days. And then going back many years, double your life. Not quite, maybe. But
I was going to say you're not that old, Bill.
No, I'm not that old, but I'm up there. Anyway, it's too bad we have so many silly games going on in the world of politics when it's such a popularity thing. I know you were never a fan of Trump, from over the years of listening to you about it and the situations that you spoke with and that we've mentioned, but I just think it's too bad, and I think we're in that situation now. Unlike Tony calls in for everything. He just loves you, Joe. He's like, he's related though, isn't he?
No. Bill, by the way, I don't know where this thought that I hate Trump comes from. I mean, I went to a Trump.
No, I didn't say you hated Trump.
Oh, okay.
I said you never were a fan of Trump.
I mean, I did go to a Trump rally 3 days before Election Day in 2020.
Yeah, but then after the fact, you know, like a lot of you ask people about Trump, and they usually give you answers that don't really go anywhere. They're like, if you ask women in general, you had a room for 50-50, men and women. And I'm talking men and women in the sense of what we grew up with. But I'm talking in the fact that most women would say, well, he was whatever, a misogynist or a big mouth. So a lot of people, I liked the fact, and I think he was kind of like you're very sports minded. And if you were, a superstar football player, nobody knew you, and you went to the most popular little city around here, like, say, Orchard Park, you were a superstar in football in Orchard Park, and you were from some little town that nobody knew you, and you were the most popular, this and that. It was kind of like that with Trump. He was there, he was doing a good job and the things he was doing, but he wasn't getting the support from the rest of his people. And that's how I feel. It's the same way with I was not a fan of McCarthy either, Gaetz and that. But the fact is, the Republican Party needs to get its act together in order to be a cohesive front for issues that they want to get done, things that they want. Because the Democratic Party is, and again, I know you're very close with your uncle. I always joke with you about your uncle Kevin. And that, but
I should have gone to FanDuel and bet the over under. Will Bill mention Kevin Hardwick in this call?
Well, you were right. You did it. So I'll send you that check like I normally do. But, it's just too bad we have so much ignorance and opinion that's driven by ignorance from the internet, from the media, and all that. And that's where so many people are getting their opinions on everything without doing any investigation like you have and like many people out in the real public eye. And Hakeem Jeffries look into that guy. Take a look into his whole family, his father. You talk about scary. So, well, anyway, God bless you, Joe. You and the baby, get some sleep and a shower when you can. I know what that's like.
Hey, Bill, appreciate the call. I will say this about Hakeem Jeffries. You know, very – and all the and Democrats. And, again, I don't like to get overly into politics, and I invite calls from every side of the aisle because I think that's what makes a good talk show. But I will say this about Hakeem Jeffries. He talks about Republicans being election deniers and this and that. Well, Hakeem Jeffries and a lot of his Democratic members in 2016 were election deniers, right? I mean, you still have Hillary Clinton saying that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. So this game that the Democrats play, Republicans, a bunch of election deniers. Do we forget 2016? Do we forget the year 2000? You know what I mean? Like, come on. The game, and I'm not saying that makes it right on one side. That doesn't make it right one side or the other. But don't pretend that the Democratic Party has not, or members of the Democratic Party have not challenged elections, have not saying that the election was stolen. I think you still have people 23 years later that think Jeb Bush stole the election for George Bush in 2000. All right, so don't play this game that it's just Republicans. Again, I'm not saying that makes it right. All I'm saying is don't play the game that you haven't been a poor loser after an election as well. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. But Bill talks about Trump. I think this chaos in the Congress and this chaos within the Republican Party only hurts Donald Trump. And I think Trump knows that, and that's why he was a supporter of Kevin McCarthy. He just wanted to keep things in order so things could be done in Congress. I think that's why he was, I wouldn't say overly vocal, but he was kind of like, hey, let's just not have this in-party fighting. But the Republican Party, that's what they're doing. And again, 2024 is right around the corner. And if you think this is helping Republicans, again, just see how it's being played out on places that aren't an echo chamber for one opinion, right? 803-0930. Edwina is in Newfane. Edwina has been very patient. Edwina, thanks for hanging on.
Thank you for taking my call. My opinion is I think the Republicans are jackasses when they pulled this. How was this part of the people's work? This is ridiculous. Here the people were good enough to give them a slim majority when this happened. So look at what happened. I mean, this is just unbelievable. How did they think that this was going to help the people's work? The people, half of the people that vote in the United States don't know anything about who the leader is and what their job consists of. But if you really want to get down to it, they're not the only jackasses. Recently, Representative Jamal Bowman, a Democrat from New York, pulled a Senate fire alarm to disrupt and delay a vote on continuing the funding of the government. But he got caught on a Capitol surveillance video committing the crime.
That's right.
Mr. Bowman whined that he got confused. He preposterously claimed that by pulling the alarm, he thought he was opening a door to go vote. That is bull. The alarm was clearly marked. A sign in front of the door warned it not to enter, and the door itself was placarded with cautions that any attempt to open it would set off emergency alarms. No matter, Mr. Bowman assumed that by calling his critics Nazis and using the race card, he could invent a virtual reality. This is all bull. I'd like to know why the American people vote people like both parties back in office. Now, is it going to hurt the Republicans? You bet it's going to hurt the Republicans because they have people that are, well, just take a look at, they have the Kennedy that's going to be running as an independent. You know, people take a look at this. The Republicans are jackasses. Where were they even trying to accomplish the work for the people by doing this? Like I said, most people don't know and they don't care who the head of their leader is. Give me a break. I'm not going to bore you with any more time, but I think both parties need to be looked at, and the voting public, you know, the voting public needs to inform themselves on what kind of people they're electing to office.
Edwina,
have a good day.
Thank you. I will agree with that. I say this, you know, I think everyone should practice their right to vote. You know, every legal citizen should practice their right to vote. I think you get that privilege, you get that right to go and make your voice be heard. But at least, but I do stress and urge that if you're going to have your voice be heard, and you should, no, at least have your voice be backed by a little bit of research. Don't go to the poll and just vote because this person has an R or a D next to their name. Know who you're voting for. Like Edwina said, I think too many people don't know who they're voting for. And the congressman who pulled the fire alarm, we talked with Congressman Nick Langworthy about that the Sunday after it happened. You can find that audio at WBEN.com and the Odyssey app under Hardline. I'd like to give Hardline a plug. And we did just a few days after that happened. Congressman Nick Langworthy talked with me about that. 803-0930, star 930. I have something to talk about that really upset me. I read it over the weekend, and not by choice. It was posted on someone's social media, and I saw it scrolling down, and it was disgusting. I'm sorry. I believe everyone has the right to their opinion, but this, what I read on over the weekend, really made me sick, and I want to talk with you about it, and I want to know your opinion on it at 803-0930. So I will tell you what it was when we come back here on News Radio 930 WBEN.